Welcome to Lesson 7 in this Mini Morse Code series. I'm Stan, K7SBF. I'll keep these lessons brief so you can listen and practice multiple times each day if possible. Let's get started. Now today is review and sort of a challenge. I'd like to start out by playing you some words and see how you do. We have enough characters now where we can spell many, many words. We've studied K-M-R-S-U-A-P-T-L-O-W-and-I. So here's our challenge. These are some complete words. So see how you do. Okay, so our first word was skimp, S-K-I-M-P, and then slit, S-L-I-T, soil, S-O-I-L, row, R-O-W, straw, S-T-R-A-W, swamp, S-W-A-M-P, swap, S-W-A-P, toe, T-O-W, trail, T-R-A-I-L, trim, T-R-I-M, trip, T-R-I-P, twist, T-W-I-S-T, two, T-W-O, wait, W-A-I-T, walk, W-A-L-K, warm, W-A-R-M, and work, W-O-R-K. There are certain abbreviations that hams use as they communicate with each other over the radio during what's called a QSO, or a conversation, a contact, back and forth. And we have enough characters now that we can actually talk about these important abbreviations that you will use on every contact over the radio. So the first one is the letter K. The letter K simply means over. So when you're turning it over to another ham in your conversation, you will use K or another form of K, but simply saying over. K, la-di-da, over. You will use that every time you call CQ on the air and seek out another ham. Another abbreviation is called Roger, 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 and that confirms that you understood what was sent and everything is okay. So typically three R's in a row. Roger, Roger, Roger. You will hear that on almost every QSO. As you get to the end of what you want to say before you turn it back over to the other person, you will typically hear two letters A and R. And they will often be run together as if they were one letter instead of. You'll hear da-da, da-da, dit, A and R. A and R. Now, an important part of each contact is the signal quality and strength. It's called your RST. And so in each conversation, you will hear U and R, and then R and S and T. So you hear. You are RST, and then you will give a three-number report of the other person's signal. So you are RST, and then you will give numbers to indicate how their signal is being received. Another abbreviation is thank you, T-U. Thank you. If you were giving your name over the radio, you could spell out N-A-M-E, or you could simply say the abbreviation for operator, O-P. O-P. And at the end of your conversation or QSO with the other ham, you will always hear S and K. And they'll be run together like this. And then very often you will hear a second part of the shave and a haircuts pattern. So if you hear this on the radio, you know the conversation is concluding. Well, that's my cue. I guess I better conclude our review lesson today. This is Stan. K7SBF saying, and now you know what that means, so I'll see you next time.